More About Co-Housing with Lynn Morstead and Kelly Soika. Co-Housing Houston is a multi-generational, community-minded group of people who share the values of connection and sustainability. We're developing the first co-housing project in Texas, and we're really glad you found us today. Hey, Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I am very excited to talk to you today, although you and I are going to have to do some heavy lifting because we're going to be talking about something that is visual.
This is a first. Well, you know, they do say you see it. I saw it on the radio. So if we do our job right, you will have seen this on the podcast.
There we go. Perfect. Okay. So what I would like to do today is we have an amazing co-housing architect whose firm has put together what's called a conceptual fly-through. They've actually done two. So one was high concept. It was kind of early on in the process. Mm-hmm. And now we have one that's called final design. And they take the final design for our project and they flesh it out and mm-hmm. then you fly through it, like as if you are a little bird flying around.
It's very exciting that it actually matches what we're building, because up until now we've had to show this thing and say, well, Don't ignore that part. Pretend you never saw it. It's like when you're in a courtroom, you know, and the jury hears something they're not supposed to. How do they ever turn that out of their heads? I don't know. Right. So this is kind of the same thing. You imprint this image and now we don't have to do all that shenanigans.
This is it. Well, it's also exciting because over the weekend, we were able to go on our property and go on a tour of our actual homes.
Oh my gosh.
And we got to put our feet on the floor and stand where the walls are going to be. And that was really exciting and really lovely to see and to feel what this space is going to feel like. And the windows, I feel like the windows were the biggest surprise for me, because the windows are in and they are huge and gorgeous and just great.
They really are huge. I mean, if you're living in Houston, you should drive by and just look at those windows. They're big. You're going to be amazed.
Exactly. So anyway, I thought that it would be useful. If you would like to follow along, go ahead. We will put the link in the show notes. You can go check this out yourself to see the fly through. But I thought it would be useful for us to kind of narrate along as we go, because it is, what is an urban co-housing project going to look like? You know, how is that actually going to come together? And I think that that is a useful thing for people to hear, especially if you are considering, you know, joining us and living in our co-housing. It'd be good for you to kind of hear what all these different bits and pieces are.
Yeah.
But if you're just thinking about moving into co-housing in an urban environment, what does that look like? You know, we're on an acre and a half. It's a small infill footprint in the middle of a city. So what do you need when you live in co-housing in the middle of a city? So that's what I'd like to do today.
Okay. Well, I'm going to follow along and interject.
Okay. Excellent.
You work this with our architect, so you've got the experience on this.
All right, everyone, I'm hitting play. And the first thing that you actually see of this is you see our infill project, because we are on one city block. We actually don't even take up the entire city block. But it was important to us when we were choosing our site to not displace a bunch of people. So not like buy up a bunch of homes and destroy those, you know, and build something new, but rather to find a lot where what we would be building would add to the neighborhood. So that's the first thing that you kind of see when you,
Well, the other thing that you see as you're coming in aerially is you'll notice it's the shape of a fat T, which is what I tell everybody. So when you, you know, so very, just imagine a square. And in the middle of that square, there's this fat T, and the T, the top bar, extends from edge to edge of the of one side of that square. And that's where all of our living space is. And then the T, the stand upon which this fat T sits, is where all the parking is. So,
yeah, I like that. Well, so when we come in, we talk a lot at Co-Housing Houston about, you know, how we interact with our broader neighborhood. And so one of the first things that you notice when you look at our design is that all along the exterior of our project are doors and little stoops that look out onto the broader neighborhood. So if you're walking along, you see, you know, home, as opposed to garage, 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 which I really like. I think that's really nice.
Yeah. And also a wide opening between the three buildings, which we have nicknamed paseos to kind of indicate a very inviting open space. The other thing I'd say, Kelly, about those stoops that I was surprised about on Saturday, I don't know about you when you visit, but actually they are wider than I had expected. You can actually put a small coffee table there with few chairs. And I did not, I thought there were just going to be these little slivers that you might fall off, you know, if you stood the wrong
Or that like you can put like one plant on or something,
one
but
plant.
it's
Yeah.
just
No,
like
these.
realistic. In the fly-through, he has a guy with a little grill too, so you could put a little grill out on it.
Really? Is that a little grill? Wow. I'm glad you would.
I know,
Wow.
when you come home and you smell the person on the ground floor grilling it,
Nice.
like, oh,
Nice.
The other thing that I notice about this part of our fly through is that we have these things called swales that go along the side of the building, and they are so when you walk into, if you're on the ground floor, if you're walking into your home, you're actually going to kind of go over one of the swales to kind of go into the home. And a swale is really like a nice word for a ditch. But they're manicured, like they're very pretty. You know, they have like when you see them around town here, a lot of people will do some like really, some people do nothing with them, but some people do some really beautiful kind of planting. And you have this like, you know, garden that gets watered when it rains here, like it did about an hour ago. The heavens opened and it just dumped rain, you know, tropical torrential rain here. And so we get a lot of water really quickly, and then it dries up. But so for us, for our community to kind of add value to the broader neighborhood, putting and using these swales and planting them so that the water has some roots to kind of, you know, soak into. It has some rocks to kind of move over. It's got a bunch of soil to soak into, and it has some space. So it, there's a space for the water to go before it enters either the, you know, city sewage or storm system, or you know, evaporates. But either way, we're getting the benefit of that rain coming down and nourishing those plants. And then also the city is getting the benefit of it, not just all rushing in at the same moment into our
Right.
storm system.
You know, the other thing that is worth noting is that now the video is traveling along this one long side of the building at the top of the T is in addition to the size of the windows, what I thought for me is kind of a remarkable feature is the doors. I love the doors. The doors, the front doors at the stoop have these they have glass panels in them that are very attractive with the separating slats. I'm assuming those are metal. I didn't ask, but they're very attractive and they kind of line up visually, very aesthetically, nicely with the window. So you kind of feel like this continuous glass open. I can just visualize being on the other side with all this light pouring in. Yeah.
Absolutely. Or I can also see like, you know, of the cutout like snowflakes that kids make at the holidays, or you know, fruit
Yeah.
they make. I could see all of
What
those.
a great idea. Get right on that. Yeah.
Maybe
Or
not
large
anymore.
dog lives here. Yeah.
So, and then our fly-through moves from the exterior of the building to the interior courtyard. And my family was just a little surprised by how big the interior courtyard is. We have spent the last however many years being like, I just don't think it's gonna be big enough. And then we were standing there and we're like, oh wow, I think it is big enough. I think it's okay. So
It
that
really
was really nice.
feels, yeah, it feels expansive. I mean, I could absolutely see my badminton set if I ever find it, you know, just put up there and us playing that with looking out the common house window and maybe people joining, they step out of their front door. You're right. It just feels really, really expansive. And I almost felt like, you know, you and I, our units are on the other side from the common house. So you're inside this big green space now in the middle of the top of the T. And on one end, it's anchored by the common house. And on the longest side, other anchor is this front of the 2 4-bedroom units, the 3-bedroom, and the 1-bedroom. And we're all on that other end. I feel like, wait a minute, this common house is far. I never thought I'd be saying that.
The other thing that I noticed was as I was standing in any of the homes, you know, when I was in the 3-bedroom or even when we toured 2 of the 2 bedrooms, I was very drawn to walking towards the side of the building that faces on the green. And at
Yes.
So this is a construction project, right? Like it is not finished at all. So
No.
if you put your elbows, as I did, it not once, but twice on the windowsill. And I just like, I just wanted to like kind of like lean up against this windowsill and look out. It was so attractive to me to do that. And then of course my elbows like stuck to it because they have this like industrial piece. So,
Same. But
yeah.
to that point, Kelly, I know you've often talked about it, that being that you'll feel like your front door is really the door facing the community, even though technically from a design perspective, an architect would consider that the back door. And Saturday was the first time. So the place that I live in is opposite a pretty unsightly, building. And it was the first time that I went over there. I didn't even see the house that's opposite me, because my whole focus, like you talk about, was drawn to the interior, because that's where the life was. That's where people were looking out of the windows. We were all walking around and talking and oohing and aahing. And like that building across the street was irrelevant to my life.
Isn't that interesting how that just
That really hit me. It was
shifts the
overjoyed
narrative?
me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, our little
Was
flight
really.
us around to the front of the common house, and I was happy to see our slab has been poured for the front porch. We have a space where we'll be able to spill out and eat and hang out. Our weather here in Houston is good for most of the year, so it's nice to sit outside. It's funny because we've been having these spring rains, and so my husband was like, I can't wait to just have like, a place where you can sit out and just like watch the rain happen. It's a really unique and lovely thing in Houston to just kind of like stop and just step out and watch rain. It's great. So I'm excited about that. And then we kind of went inside the common house, but not really. Like we stood inside of it, but it doesn't have walls or anything up yet. So it hasn't been framed out. So I don't think that I really felt a whole lot of magic about the common house at this stage of.
No, other than it was a great group photo place, and
Yeah.
I, which you kind of get a feel for the space and how it's going to be one big room. I think that really kind of hit home for me,
Yeah.
is that I think originally I'd envisioned this kitchen to be more walled off, and I realized, oh no, it's really like an open kitchen, which is great if you're involved in the cooking and the cleaning up. You're not separated from the
Right.
community, which I
Right.
really love. Yeah.
I like that too. So one thing that Kathleen, our architect, brought up when she was reviewing this with me is she was talking about the heating of our water. And that's something that we don't always talk a lot about. But if you've listened to our podcast for at all, you've heard about our geo exchange where we're harvesting cool and heat from underground to cool and heat above ground. And so the way that that works out with our water is that we're going to have community water that will be preheated by the heat that we are trying to put into the ground. And so the some of the mechanics of that are in the common house.
It's interesting. She called it the other day waste heat, which
Yeah.
you have to really pay attention to make sure you understand what she's talking about,
Right. Well,
But that's
I
their
like that we're
term.
not even like wasting heat, though we are wealthy
Yeah.
in Houston in the summer.
Yeah, no, it's
Even
really
so, we're not
awesome.
wasting it. It doesn't make any sense to like,
Well, especially when she talked about, you see, you and I were in a meeting the other day where we both kind of looked at each other and raised our eyebrows, like, oh, wow. Because we were not sure how the water was going to be, the charging for the water was going to be allocated. And it was interesting that they've done some analysis on this, and that they have determined that it's unlikely to be so different amongst households that it's worth going through all of that metering and separating out. So I thought that was really interesting
I
that it
think that
would be
is
kind of
interesting.
apportioned. It makes it simple.
Yeah, it does make it simple. Well,
So now
so
we're
our
coming
little
out.
tour here goes out to where the pool is going to be one day. One day. We're not sure when. We're not sure if it's going to be day. I think I'm not sure if day one if that ship has sailed, but maybe.
I don't know. I'm still optimistic. So
You're
I'm
still
not giving
optimistic.
up. I'm not giving. I mean, it won't be day one because you got to get the builders out of there before you can bring in somebody new.
Did you go
But
walk over to that side at all, Lynn?
I didn't. I'm now looking because from a distance, I was thinking, it didn't look from a distance like this was as big as I'm seeing here. But It was a kind of in a very dangerous part of the site, and the developer did not want us going over there because of all the equipment and the recent rainfall. So,
Yeah.
but it was nice to see how that will actually work. So, the walking through the hallway of the common house from the dining room, you're exiting out the back door, and you're going. It comes out onto the surface that would be a perimeter of the swimming pool. So I had not really kind of comprehended how that would
Yeah, like
actually
how
work.
that works exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was nice.
Well, the other thing that I've been surprised by as we kind of move out of the common house and past all of the parking is the garages have started to be built and they're really, really tall. I mean, I knew they were going to be tall, but I didn't really
Yeah.
realize how tall they were going to be. I've been very surprised because they're slanted for solar. So you have one side that's just very tall. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it. I was just really surprised about that.
Yeah, it isn't. It is. Well, what interested me, and now that we say it, we should ask about this, is that the garage, two of the garages are at slightly different angles. So I was just wondering, I wonder if one of those angles is optimal for winter sun heat, the other one for summer. I
Oh, I
wasn't sure.
don't know.
I don't
Yeah.
know if you noticed that the one row of garages on the north side is angled much steeper, right, than the ones on the south side. So it's interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that I like that our architect from Colorado, our co-housing architect added is he put in car charging in our in our lot, which is great because we get that question from
Yeah.
people a lot. And I don't know if people are like surprised or if it just seems complex, you know, it's like everybody understands how that would work if it were just your own, you know, it's your own garage, you're plugging into your own meter, but how does it work as a community? And you know, we have not as a group made that decision yet, but I feel super confident that we will because most co-housing communities figure that out. So I think we will.
Right.
I'm glad about that. So yeah, and then our little tour goes through. If you've seen our old one, it's very similar. It kind of comes down to one of the ends of the green and then pulls back around to look at the whole kind of bank of homes that are the two bedroom homes that are all in a row. And the thing that I had not really understood until I stood there on the weekend was how large the exterior porches are. I've noticed
Yeah.
that Kathleen has started using the term a room sized porch.
Yeah, I
She's not
picked up
kidding.
on.
Like it's a room sized porch. I was like,
Yeah.
wow, that's great.
I know. And I thought I was going to have to get rid of my table in my backyard that I love, and I don't think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I
There's a
think it's
lot of room. Yeah,
Yeah.
I was pleased about that. And
Yeah.
then the other thing that I think is starting to look really lovely are the walkways along from one end of our community to the other end. And you know, we
The
have
elevated walkways you're
yeah,
talking.
the elevated walkways. I just think it's starting to look really nice. Like it will be really nice to have just like a path of what you know, you move through the community in different ways, and where you live kind of informs how you move through on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, I imagine I will know the fourth story people, you know, better or in a different way than the second story people because I'm not going to walk past the second story people as
Right.
often as I will the fourth story people. And so that's
Well,
kind of like exciting too, you know?
you know what remind this reminded me of a co-housing tour I did in Portland, because it was similar kind of design, these long corridors that were all connected. And we just loved walking down past everybody's little alcove or room-sized patio in front of their back doors or front facing to the community door. Because they have very distinctive personalities. You really learn a lot. Is there a baby stroller parked there? Is there a baseball mitt, or is there a tennis racket, or what's going on there? Or it really gives you a sense of who your neighbors are, what their interests are,
Well, it's fun too, like gardening, you know, and then you see like people drying their herbs, you know, hanging up and drying their herbs, right? You know, it's like, oh wow, this is a productive area and space for them. And I
I
like
also
that.
heard a lot of energy on Saturday about people fantasizing about hammocks out on these things.
Well, okay, that's not a fantasy, Lynn. It's a reality.
Can they get it past the Architecture Review Committee?
Well,
I
they're
don't know.
permanent.
I don't
They're not permanent. So they just go up and they come down.
know.
But I deeply miss I during we've moved since the pandemic, and during the pandemic we had a porch that had space for two hammocks, and it was the best part of my life for a long time. It's
Oh,
really
I
cool.
didn't realize you didn't get hammocks in your new place.
No,
Ooh.
we don't have the same type of space, and
Oh.
literally, kids spent the night in the hammocks, and we would
How
spend
did you
all
even
along
agree to move? I
there.
don't even
I
understand that.
know it was a tough one, honestly.
Okay, so the hammocks are coming back.
They are
Good.
coming back. Yes, definitely. Well, so this little tour then now takes us out, and it looks back on the common house. And it's really nice because you can see not only the elevator access for the common house, which is great and important, I think, as we, well, even as we move in, how are we going to get all of our stuff up there? Oh, thank goodness there's an elevator. But also, we have a third floor deck planned that will be really lovely. So I like looking back on that. And then the common house, the second story of the common house, is kind of our big question mark area. We haven't decided yet how exactly we're going to use it, other than there are guest rooms up there. There's a guest room up there. But then how that space really gets used is a big question mark. And then there are little so we have what we're calling bump outs on our property. And they are areas of the walkway where the walkway comes out a little bit or comes in a little bit, is filled in a little bit. And Kathleen was pointing out that they're kind of semi-private. They're not in the thick of everything. They don't belong to anyone specifically, but they're a place where you could, use this space to get together with neighbors, or to, if you're a little kind of pod of neighbors who live around there, if you guys all, are really into gardening or whatever, maybe you put extra plants there or whatever. It's a place for a smaller group of people in the community to make decisions together, and to use that space, which I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, no, I think it's very inviting, and it's a place to put yourself to invite company.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's a good point. That if you don't feel like making play, you just want to see what happens. You can kind of just sit out there, pop out there, and see what happens.
Like sitting outside on a coffee shop by yourself, like you're opening yourself up to whatever.
And then, Lynn, I don't remember. Do we have stairs inside of the common house also?
No, those were put outside
Were put outside. Okay, great.
after
Well,
our yeah.
yeah, because I was wondering, in this fly through, they have the elevator shaft, and then outside is a full staircase. And I was like, why would we need that also? But anyway, that's
You
why.
have to, it's a fire code. So you have to have a staircase a certain number of feet from everybody's door.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that's actually why some of the staircases moved at some point, is because of the footage requirement. That's why that staircase down by you at the one end has moved more towards the one bedrooms
Great.
instead of being further down the track.
Well, the
Anyway,
nice thing about
that's a
this,
hard thing to talk about or people to visualize, so sorry.
the nice thing about the end of this one is that it kind of takes a little tiny peek at our community gardens. It doesn't at least acknowledges that they're there.
Yes,
Yeah.
first
For
time.
the first time. Yeah. I
It
was also
looks like a
happy to
perfect lawn, which it won't be, I can promise.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be a lawn. But I was happy on the weekend to walk out of the common house and see that it is so close. It feels like it's a different part of the community, but really, if you just walk out of the common house, it's right there. You have access to that, which is, I think, great. I was also unhappy, I have to say, about our current fly-through, that they got rid of this amazing view of downtown that our old one had, because
Oh.
I know, right? Our architect
Oh
had sent
my
a drone up, because we had this huge debate about, is it worth spending the money for a third story view or not? And so he had hired somebody at it to have a drone go up to the third and then the fourth story and take a picture of what does, Houston look like from here, and is it worth, any
okay,
money?
Kelly, I'm gonna send an email
Are
so
you going to
that
send him
way.
an email?
Oh yeah. So this
Okay.
is we're gonna we're, I hear there's an upgrade to this in process.
Okay.
So let's see if we are not too late to get our drone pictures. Thank you. This is like me looking for my own typos. I just assume things are there, you
Yeah.
know?
Well, it's funny because I'm looking at it and there are trees for sure in here, but
Yeah.
does nothing to convey
No, we need the
what New
skyline
York
back.
City. Yeah. Well, and like Houston itself is a green city, like it's,
Yes.
tropical. So it's green pretty much year round. And especially from our third story, as you look downtown, there's this huge tree canopy between us and downtown. And I just think it really wonderfully encapsulates the residential treed area of our neighborhood. So good, Lynn, go get that back,
Yes,
please.
definitely. Thank you.
Okay,
Anything else you want, we'll get the list after this. Okay.
excellent, excellent. Yeah,
Yeah.
and then I guess the rest of it is just, we kind of spin back
Yeah.
out again and look at where the cars are and, where you will come in by foot and, just how you will use that space. But I've been very happy to be able to look at our community both in person and through this video. So I hope that gives people an idea of, what a small what can an acre and a half do? What can you do with an acre and a half in the middle of a city?
You know, I'm really struck by something we heard this weekend when we played that the documentary, the Chuck Durrett documentary, The Best of Both Worlds. He has a comment that Bill Gibbons had sent to him as a part of the foreword of the book, and he said, "You know, I really admire all the energy that you're saving with this project, but the thing I really am most impressed with is all the energy that you're creating." And I think that we really felt that on Saturday when we visited it, and when I look at this video, is I just have a sense of, you know, real of energy, people coming together, the joy that comes from connections.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you everyone for coming along with us on
Yeah.
this little fly through of Cohousing Houston. And let us know if you would like to chat about anything you see on it. We will put a link to it in the show notes so you can check it out yourself if you'd like.
Sounds great. See you later.
Thanks, bye. Thanks for stopping by today. We're so glad you clicked on our episode. For more information about our project, Cohousing Houston, go to www.cohousinghouston.com and subscribe to our newsletter. For general information about cohousing, we like cohousing.org. We're active on social media, so check out what's happening on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Cohousing Houston.